Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jamie Rivers, analyst on the Blues Live pregame and postgame shows on Fox Sports Midwest. I loved watching the coverage last night. Also co-host of the St. Louis Blues podcast. Jamie Rivers, thank you so much for coming on with us today. It's great to talk to you.
Yeah, my pleasure. This, what a great day it is for St. Louis.
For sure. So I don't know how long you stayed out last night, but watching the post-game show and being able to take in on social media a lot of, like, you know, Facebook Lives and pictures and images of people celebrating downtown. St. Louis gets to have a Stanley Cup in their possession now. You've played for this organization. You've been covering this organization for some time now. What does this mean for the franchise, for the fans, and especially for these players?
Well, I mean, the fact that the franchise has never won a Stanley Cup until last night, you know, that was tough on the city. It was tough on the fan base because it is such an amazing fan base, and these fans have supported this team through thick and thin and always been there, and unfortunately they had never been rewarded with the Stanley Cup. And you know, I've said this before, is myself along with other alumni have carried a burden around with us that we never were able to do it for the fan base. And there'll be guys like Gretzky and Hull and McInnes and Pronger, go down the list of Hall of Famers that just couldn't get it done, and then last night these guys get it done. And you could just feel like a weight come off of the city. And the people at Busch Stadium were going nuts. The people at Enterprise were going nuts. People at Ballpark Village, at houses. My kids at home were going nuts. My wife is going crazy. Like, just an amazing time for St. Louis people and certainly the St. Louis Blues.
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit about the game, because for somebody who, like myself, who I don't know the ins and outs of hockey, and I've been saturating myself with it, especially after this January to now run, as the story just built and built and built with each game that the Blues played in. You go into Game 7, you're nervous, you're expecting it to kind of, you know, be back and forth. It could go overtime with these two teams. And it really felt like the Blues, you know, looking back on it, had it from the jump. What do you think about their performance there in Game 7?
Yeah, you know, both teams, I mean, the pace of the game was incredible, first of all. I mean, it felt like, you know, that you're watching it in fast forward at times because these two teams are just getting after it so hard. And I will say that Boston, I felt, came out swinging. You know, they came out, and Jordan Binnington, he was back. You know, the Game 5 Jordan Binnington that shut the door on the Bruins in their building, well, guess what? He was back in Game 7 to do the same thing to the Boston Bruins. And about halfway through the period, I thought to myself, he's going to be really hard to beat tonight. And based upon that, the Blues probably only have to score maybe a goal or two. Mm-hmm. Well, little did I know that they'd go down and score, you know, one early. Ryan O'Reilly, of course, Conn Smythe winner MVP. He gets the first one, and then Alex Pietrangelo. I don't want to say it was the nail in the coffin at that point, but with under 10 seconds left, he jumps up as a defenseman. Great play by Jaden Schwartz, and Petro goes forehand, backhand into the net, and you know they're celebrating, and then the period is over. That's a big body blow to any team when you give up a goal in the last minute, let alone the last 10 seconds. And it's Game 7, and now you're trying to beat Jordan Binnington, who seems unbeatable. That's a lot for a team to take on.
Let's talk about Binnington's performance last night, too, because he kind of played out of his mind. He was like a brick wall in front of the goal. To the story specifically for our listeners who, you know, we're not living and dying by every detail that goes on, you know, in the weeds of hockey and of these players, but the story behind Binnington is extremely interesting. Understanding that he's a rookie, but comparing it to his age and when he started playing, you know, being the everyday goalie for the Blues, explain the road to Game 7 last night for Jordan Binnington and the St. Louis Blues.
Yeah, I mean, this guy, I mean, talk about a story. And like you mentioned just moments ago, the amount of stories that the St. Louis Blues have attached to their championship run this year is incredible. But the Jordan Binnington story of, you know, he's a career minor leaguer at the time, and he's even the kicker, and I'm sure we've discussed it, he was on loan to the Boston Bruins farm team last year to play in the American Hockey League as their goalie.
Wow.
So talk about being in enemy territory, just trying to do your job last year. And then this year, you know, things go a little bit better for him, and the Blues hit a road bump in the road, and they have to look elsewhere other than Jake Allen. And Jordan Binnington happened to be next man up, which, by the way, he really wasn't next man up. Ville Husso, who's their blue chip prospect, was supposed to be next guy up, but he was injured. So it's funny how these things work. And then Jordan Binnington comes up to the NHL. Craig Berube decides to go with him because, hey, why not? I mean, they weren't doing well anyways. Let's see what the kid's got. He gets in there. The night after Gloria had taken a life of its own in Philly, he goes out and pitches a shutout, and the rest is history. So it's incredible to see a young man go through what he's gone through and to come in when he did, when things were so bad, and now he's delivered a Stanley Cup to the city of St. Louis.
You know, you mentioned another name there that just adds to the drama behind this playoff run and championship run, Coach Berube. For the people who don't know the entirety of the story of this season, explain to me how Berube came on the scene and his current status with the St. Louis Blues.
Yeah, he was brought on as an associate coach for Mike Yeo last year. And then when Mike Yeo was relieved of his duties, Doug Armstrong put the interim tag on him. And actually at the press conference, talking to everybody, said, well, we're going to scour the face of the earth for our next head coach. And I don't think Craig Berube was in his plans at the time, or not at the top of his list. And, you know, so as the story goes, Craig Berube just goes to work and develops better relationships with the players, and they start to bond and they start to create a culture. And fast forward to where the team has put 12 wins in a row. They're back in the playoffs. And of course, everybody's asking questions then about, will the interim tag be removed? And Craig Berube was like, no, I don't want it removed. You know, he wanted to leave it there because he didn't want the distractions for the team. He didn't want it to look like, well, he got his contract, and so what about the rest of the guys? He wanted to be in the fire with the players so that everybody was on a level playing field. And you could tell the way the players responded and played for him that they genuinely loved playing for him. And the celebrations that went on last night, I mean, it was incredible. You can tell that this team was extremely close, and that's credit to Craig Berube.
Fantastic. I mean, the storyline is just amazing. It's almost actually unbelievable. If you watched the movie that could be made over the course of this season, you might think it was a little too unbelievable how all of these stories intertwine with one another. I don't want to get too far into talking about what happens next for the St. Louis Blues, but I will ask you, this team that we have hoisting the Stanley Cup at this point in time right now, when the Blues take the ice again, when the next season starts here, does it look a lot like this team? Are there a lot of question marks out there about what happens next? Or is this the start of something big for the Blues?
Well, honestly, their contract situation with almost the entire team is already there. I think they have two guys, Pat Maroon and Carl Gunnarsson, that will be unrestricted free agents. They have a couple of restricted free agents, but realistically, they could ice almost the same team next year. Now, that never happens exactly like that, but they will have a team that resembles a lot of what was in the team picture last night with the Stanley Cup. And now the tough part of that is with the grind of an 82-game schedule and then a shortened summer because the Blues went to Game 7 in the Stanley Cup Final, there's going to be, you know, less time to be prepared for next season. And going back-to-back in the NHL is extremely difficult. But, you know, this team, it sort of falls into place. You know, whenever the odds are stacked up against them, they seem to enjoy that moment and thrive in that environment and love proving people wrong. So, you know what, you never know. But to your question, Yes, this team could look almost identical next year.
I think that's good for people to hear, especially as I'm pretty sure the fan base behind the St. Louis Blues is massively exponentially expanded in the last month or so, for sure, to know that the team that they're going to see on the ice and a few months from now is familiar to them and has that street cred, I think is pretty exciting. We're speaking with the analyst of the Blues live pre- and post-game shows on Fox Sports Midwest, Jamie Rivers. I want to ask you one last question here before I let you go. Something you said last night on the post-game coverage, a little bit about you were a Blues player yourself. You're in the media now with the St. Louis Blues, but you talked about how a lot of people come to St. Louis and the words you used was they marry a St. Louis girl and then they find themselves staying here. And you described that, as I understand, as your story as well. For St. Louis and for being a St. Louisan now, what do you think about this city, the way the city is recognized nationwide, how the St. Louis Blues championship is going to contribute to that reputation on a nationwide scale, and why you chose to make it home?
Yeah, well, to answer your first question, or your last question first, rather, this was an incredible spot to be. And when I came here at 18 years old, I fell in love with the people of St. Louis and how genuine people were and just the hockey fan base, how receptive they were to the outsiders, you know, the guy, Canadian guys or wherever we came from. And I never forgot that. And I always wanted to stay here after that, thinking that this would be a great place to live. Little did I know I would marry a St. Louis girl at the time and, you know, process of elimination. You know, now I'm fully a St. Louis, and so are my kids and all that stuff. So that part of it was, you know, on its own. Now, what I really get bothered by is, you know, during the whole St. Louis Rams exit of the city, Stan Kroenke and his group of people went out there and voiced their displeasures about the city of St. Louis and said some pretty horrible things. And I think the national media at times, and there are events that have happened, and St. Louis has gotten some bad press over the years, but I can't defend this place enough. I love it here. I'm raising my kids here. 40-plus alumni players live in St. Louis and area, and they call this home, and they love it too. And it's a damn great place to live and raise a family. And I'm so happy now that the St. Louis Blues, on a national level, will be recognized for a positive accomplishment and for how amazing the fan base was during this run. So it's really a great time for the city as well as the hockey fans.
Oh, Jamie, I couldn't have said it better myself. My hands were literally in the air like preach when you mentioned Stan Kroenke's name. I'm like, yes, yes, thank you so much for saying that. Because that's a big black eye on the city because of the way it was painted in the Rams exit. And the people here who know the truth of how that all went down and unfortunately how a lot of people weren't interested in the actual back end story of that exit. It's disparaging to a group of people, fans, sports fans, that are very knowledgeable, that are very passionate and very dedicated, looking over the arc of the St. Louis Rams and their willingness and ability to win and how that tapered off towards the end. It can't be mentioned enough. So I'm grateful that you mentioned it here. I hope that you enjoyed the video that we put together.
That was incredible. That was incredible. I laughed and enjoyed it so much. I thought it was genius, and I really, hats off. That was awesome.
We had it suggested, Katie's comment about the PK was killer or whatever. I don't know who PK is, but we're going to get Katie a PK Blues jersey out of this story.
Yeah, we're going to get her a Blues jersey and a Hockey for Dummies now. So
she can be the author. Well, we love it. And if you keep tweeting, we might keep making videos because it's just easy. We appreciate you and our conversations that we've had over this hockey season, and we look forward to having more in the future. Jamie Rivers, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot, guys, for having me on, and I've enjoyed it thoroughly and look forward to more videos.
Absolutely. There you go. You tweet, we will video. Thank you. That's Jamie Rivers. To read those tweets, at JamieRivers08, to hear those tweets, go to Facebook.com/AnnieFryShow, and I mean, it's 2 minutes of I laugh so hard.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.